morning, welcome to the Unknown and Unheard. My name is Kyle Kaufman, here with you every Wednesday night, right here, 8 p.m. on WJAA, or if you can't catch me on the air, catch me on the web at the UNU blog, unknownunheard.blogspot.com. There's been a lot going on at the UNU the past few weeks. It's been an exciting time, with the 200th show a couple weeks ago, then last week, the big Halloween show, a show I always look forward to and get pumped up for. But like most of you out there, I'm sure you are just at an incredible unknown and unheard high, and then you have to come down. It's just a letdown is inevitable, and I think the same can be said for my immune system, who was definitely jacked up for the past 2 weeks of the show, and then suffered a severe letdown, and I was very sick from Thursday through Saturday last week. But the immune system is rallying this week, aside from a few sniffles, and earlier, when I've been recording stuff, my voice going in and out, but hopefully it will last another hour, as I bring you a loaded up show with brand new stuff. I've kind of swept some things under the rug and pushed some other things off, so this week is full to the brim with brand new stuff, kicking it off with two songs. The first one is why I'm probably most amped up for this week's show, and just amped up for this week in general. I get to see Sufjan Stevens for the second time ever, Thursday night. I am excited. So I'm going to start things off with a song I can't believe I've never played. I've only featured maybe one song from my favorite album from Sufjan Stevens. It is called Seven Swans. The track is called The Dress Looks Nice on You. This is definitely his most focused on the folk album. Good stuff. Sufjan Stevens, The Dress Looks Nice on You. And that will be followed by a band who just released their second album. The band is called Il Gatto. And their new album is called All These Slippery Things. And the track I have from them is On Feathers and Arrows on Burnt Pine. But first, right now, Sufjan Stevens, The Dress Looks Nice on You. Go get tickets for the show Thursday night up in Indy. Go do it. Go to the blog. Find all the details there. This is The Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3.
I can see a lot of life in you. I can see a lot of bright in you. And I think the dress looks nice on you. I can see a lot of life in you. I can see a bed and make it too. I can see a fireside turn blue. See a lot of life in you. Yes, I can see a lot of life in you. Thank you.
doing symphonies with what you knew were lies. Took all your feathers and turned them to stones. Now you're just crawling around, but claim it's easy on the bones. That you never let a soul into the world you made. Complain those lights always dark when it's your eyes of the shades. But you just stared at me. Now you know I know. You hit, found whatever friends would take the lowest bid. But now you're stuck in your own ish. You can't fly without feathers. You think your skin's protected from my arrows with your leather. But I've seen your girls as they were mine too. Tina from Poughkeepsie, Tracy from Kalamazoo. Figured it would just serve as a passing.
Like I said, that came off Sufjan Stevens' best album, in my opinion. Seven Swans is the album. The Dress Looks Nice on You is just a very understated, nice song by Sufjan Stevens. And when I saw them the one other time, their encore was comprised entirely of songs from Seven Swans. Nice little capper to an excellent show by Sufjan Stevens. Again, kicking off the show right there. Then after that, a track that reminds me a little bit of Sufjan Stevens, a little bit of the Avett Brothers, and a few other bands. Il Gatto, I-L space G-A-T-O. On Feathers and Arrows is the track. On All These Slippery Things is the album. They're second. All right, next up, going to jump into a set of four real quick. I'm going to play you four bands. The first two are connected, and the second two are connected. The first two are connected by Kurt Vile. The first band you'll hear is The War on Drugs. Their new album just came out last week. It is called Future Weather. The main track I have will be Baby Missiles. In a second, the track before that and the intro will be playing. It's called Come to the City 14, but then that goes right into Baby Missiles. And again, Kurt Vile is in The War on Drugs, but also he is in Kurt Vile, who also has a forthcoming EP. So he's been a very busy man. Brand new album from The War on Drugs, brand new forthcoming EP called In My Time by Kurt Vile. I have the title track from that one, second up in this set. After that, a band that's really caught my attention, My Jerusalem. Bury It Low is the track I have off their debut album, Gone for Good. It's a collaboration of couple members of the Twilight Singers, a member of Great Northern, a member of the Polyphonic Spree, so I'm going to play Bury It Low again by My Jerusalem, and then after that, I'm going to feature a track, since there's two members in My Jerusalem, from the Twilight Singers, a song from their second album. Blackberry Bell is the Twilight Singers' second album. The track is the opener on that album, Martin Eden. Again, Martin Eden by the Twilight Singers. Before that, Bury It Low by My Jerusalem. Second up in this set, Kurt Vile, In My Time. And right now, The War on Drugs. Finishing up, Come to the City 14. And starting right now, Baby Missiles. This is The Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3.
Alive on the new machine, my friend dies all alone. eyes from your head. Get off your knees, you'll be fine.
I just love the sound that Kurt Vile brings to music. His tracks just always make you just kind of bounce in your seat and they just ramble and roll so nicely along. First up in that set, Kurt Vile's main band, The War on Drugs. The two tracks you heard, Come to the City 14 is the instrumental that leads into Baby Missiles, and that's on Future Weather, their latest album out last week. And then the Kurt Vile track, forthcoming, In My Time, is the track there. Then after that, My Jerusalem, with Bury It Low, and then the Twilight Singers with Martin Eden. I think you can definitely hear some crossover in those two bands for sure. If you can't, you're silly. The vocals are definitely quite similar. I'm not sure which member that is on the vocals on those tracks, but My Jerusalem features several different people taking charge in the vocals, and I think it gives their band a really neat variety and a little bit more depth of sound. Again, My Jerusalem, Bury It Low, the Twilight Singers, Martin Eden, just closing up. Next up, the big release of this week is Matt and Kim. I've kind of buried the lead, but Sidewalks is the third album from Matt and Kim. They really knocked me off my feet with their second album, Grand. One of the best of last year. Just drums and piano, or drums and keyboard. This one, I thought they focused a little bit more on the synth and keyboard side of the band, where they really filled out Grand with a lot more drums and just backbone. Still, dig the album. The track I have from the album tonight is one they reworked for this album, but it was released on an EP prior. It is called Silver Tiles. It's one of my favorite songs by them, and I like this new take on it. Again, Silver Tiles by Matt and Kim. Then a brand new to the UNU band, The Brute Chorus. Their second album is called How the Caged Bird Sings, and the track I have is Heaven, and this track is getting out everywhere quickly. Kind of slightly raucous, garagey blues folk band from the UK. Really neat track, Heaven by Brute Chorus, and then closing it out with another new track from Franz Nicolai, the former keyboardist for the Hold Steady. His second full-length is entitled Luck and Courage. Have Mercy is the track I have tonight. Again, Franz Nicolai, Have Mercy. Before that, the Brute Chorus with Heaven, and right now, Matt and Kim, Silver Tiles. This is The Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3. We'll be right back.
Don't ever think that you'll get in. They'll leave you standing in your skin, hollering as dust returns to dust. Yeah, that's the one thing you can trust. When you're all broke down and busted, sick and disgusted, there's all that hits that keep on coming, and the devil on the drum. Well, that devil sets the rhythm now from here to kingdom come. It feels like they lock the gates of heaven.
Shadow of a waxwing slave. I was the moonlight on a moving train. I was the center of a circle of light. I was my father's heart on a youthful night. I was a broken bathwing strewn. Broken street, a sunken moon. I was the sound of a hunting tune. I was the sound of a hunter's tune.
Like a ghost wing on a tidal wave.
There's just a manic side to Franz Nicolai's music that you just don't get in many other bands at all. I think it's definitely attributed to the horns that he uses in his tracks. But cool song there, Have Mercy by Franz Nicolai off his second full-length, Luck and Courage. Digging that one a lot more than his debut. Before that, The Brute Chorus with the track Heaven. And then kicking off that set was the brand new track from the brand new Matt and Kim third album, Sidewalks. Next up, a set of four, and kind of like what I did earlier, where I had two songs that were related by common members, I'm doing the same thing here. Diamond Rings is a band that I've really caught on to. It's mainly just one guy, John O'Regan, and he was formerly in the band The D'Urbervilles. As Diamond Rings, he's created a ton of super catchy tracks that I just can't stop listening to, despite how incredibly weird he is and his videos are. Look up Diamond Rings, all your songs, and that's a year spelled Y-R. Weird stuff, weird guy, but man, he writes some catchy stuff. Tonight, I have the track from his finally out debut release, Special Affections. Wait and See is the track I have tonight from Diamond Rings. And then after that, his former band, the D'Urbervilles. I have the track The Receiver from their second full-length out in 08. It is called We Are Hunters. Again, the track is The Receiver. And I think the D'Urbervilles really have a sound that reminds me of The Nationals. I think John O'Regan's vocals remind me a lot of The National, and in this track by the D'Urbervilles, they really amp up the sound like they do in some National tracks, but neat stuff. And then after that, a band that I keep revisiting, for good reason. The self-titled third album from Marnie Stern, Nothing Left, is the track I have tonight. Just one of the most unique acts that I can't believe I didn't find till the third album. I've said that before, I'll keep saying it. I like Marnie Stern. Nothing Left is the track I have from her tonight. And then closing out this set of four with Mr. Gnome, a band I debuted last week on the Halloween show. Tonight I have another one that could have fit last week, Vampires. It is off Heave Your Skeleton, their second album out last year. I think this track is quite comparable and fitting to follow the Marnie Stern track, Nothing Left. Again, second up in this set, the D'Urbervilles, The Receiver, and right now, Diamond Rings, Wait and See. It is off Special Affections, a very good album. Very catchy album. This is The Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3.
Thank you. and bet our lives upon a pile of bones, tracing lines and breaking spines to build a fragile home, cast in our own plaster for too long. We try to keep our thoughts asleep and hidden from sight, though the morning burned our eyes and brought them back to life. Hide me in your closet tonight.
four songs right there, just finishing up, one song left. The four you just heard, the first two were related. Diamond Rings was the band that led off that set. Wait and See was the track. The debut release came out last week from Diamond Rings. It is called Special Affections. It is the solo project from John O'Regan I was telling you a moment ago. Man, that song, along with probably five others, are just incredibly catchy. They will just be stuck in your head, and you want to play them on repeat if you're anything like me. Hopefully, if you're listening to this show, you are. Then after that, his former band, the D'Urbervilles. The track right there was The Receiver. Then after that, another new one from Marnie Stern, Nothing Left. It is off her self-titled third album, and then closing it out with Mr. Gnome. Vampires is the track. Heave Your Skeleton is off their second album out last year. Their third is forthcoming, so I hear. Closing things out with a band I've played once on here that has kind of an all-star cast. Bon Iver's Justin Vernon, members of Megaphon, and then members of Solid Gold. Mellow, funky style of pop and soul. Gangs, G-A-Y-N-G-S. Tonight I have The Gaudy Side of Town, their first main single off Related, their debut album. It's a cool way to ease you into the evening. Again, Gangs, The Gaudy Side of Town. That does it for the Unknown and Unheard tonight. My name is Kyle Kaufman. Check me out at the UNU blog, unknownunheard.blogspot.com. Go see Sufjan Stevens tomorrow night. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great night.
classics and the best new music.
Do it.
Do it on Radio 96.3. WJAA, Austin Seymour, Columbus.